USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. Nearly 2,500 and climbing again. That's how many airline flights have been canceled so far today. FlightAware counts another 1,200 delayed. And the vast majority of those canceled and delayed flights are once again from Southwest Airlines. The CEO apologized yesterday. Today, Chief Commercial Officer Ryan Green's explaining how you can recover.
You can submit a full refund request for any canceled flights. And if you have any travel expenses due to the disruption, you can submit those receipts directly on our website.
Southwest says despite those cancellations and delays, the system is running smooth today and hopes to get back to normal operations tomorrow. A travel ban that's lasted 6 days is now over for western New York State. Many roads are now passable, according to Buffalo's mayor. The death toll around Buffalo is now up to 37. Many found dead in their cars or in snowbanks. Another 25 in 10 other states are confirmed dead from last week's massive storm. In its biggest strike in weeks, Russia sent nearly 70 missiles into Ukraine today. At least two people were killed as the missiles damaged power stations and other infrastructure. Israel has a new government led by a very familiar face. Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is leading a coalition of far-right parties. He was sworn in today, even as he faces a trial on corruption charges. Pope Benedict is said to be of sound mind and conscience, but not sound of body. The Vatican says the 95-year-old who stepped down as pope nearly a decade ago remains in grave condition. Benedict was the first pope in about 600 years to resign. Wall Street's working on a year-end rebound. The Dow's been up by as much as 300 points today. That's about 1% of its value, with the NASDAQ up by more than 2%. Meanwhile, more of us are filing for unemployment. The Labor Department's track of jobless claims climbed last week compared to the week before. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. And it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It was 4 years ago today that Russian authorities arrested American Paul Whelan on espionage charges. He was later sentenced to 16 years in prison. On this anniversary, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says Whelan's detention remains unacceptable and the U.S. continues to press for his release at every opportunity. In the recent prison exchange involving WNBA star Brittany Griner, Russia refused to include Whelan. It wants a Russian who's in German custody in exchange. Travel this holiday season has been a nightmare for many of us around the USA, and the outlook in the coming years could be just as bad.
The sky-high airfares that people have complained bitterly about for the past few months are here to stay because the world is running desperately short on airplanes. Supply chain constraints mean new planes on order by companies like United Airlines likely won't be delivered for years down the runway. Boeing and Airbus, pretty much the only two companies supplying passenger jets, are sold out of their most popular single-aisle models through at least 2029. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Of course, you can solve that by flying a private plane, and the money's still out there. Nobody won Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing, so Friday's jackpot now tops $600 billion. The cash option will get you about $330 million. Saturday's Powerball prize, a mere $246 million. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.